répondez.
This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Chinese-Philippine maritime collision injures four, sparking tensions in contested South China Sea. On March 5, a clash involving Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard vessels resulted in injuries to at least four Filipino crew members. The confrontation occurred in the highly contested waters of the South China Sea, where Southeast Asian leaders are gathering in Melbourne, Australia, to discuss Beijing's aggressive maritime conduct.
中共与菲律宾南海海上冲突，菲律宾四人受伤。3月5日，中共和菲律宾海岸警卫队船只发生冲突，造成至少4名菲律宾船员受伤。冲突发生在争议激烈的南海水域，东南亚领导人正聚集在澳大利亚墨尔本，讨论中共咄咄逼人的海上行为。
Chinese Coast Guard ships,accompanied by other vessels, blocked and executed hazardous maneuvers against their coast guard and supply vessels near the contested Second Thomas Shoal. This led to minor collisions with two of the Philippine vessels, which caused not only structural damage, but also endangered the lives of the crew on board.
中共海警船在其他船只的陪同下，在有争议的仁爱礁附近，对菲律宾海警船和补给船进行阻拦并实施危险演习。这导致两艘菲律宾船只发生轻微碰撞，不仅造成结构性损害，还危及船上船员的生命。
In contrast, the Chinese Coast Guard statement revealed a different perspective, claiming that the Philippine ships had illegally entered its waters and accused the crew of ramming a Chinese vessel.
不过，中共海岸警卫队的声明却完全相反，声称菲律宾船只非法进入其水域，并指责船员冲撞中国船只。
The Philippine Government Task Force on Territorial Disputes described the Chinese actions as another attempt to illegally impede or obstruct the routine resupply and rotation mission. They went further to condemn Chinese latest unprovoked actions of coercion and dangerous maneuvers, which they claimed put the lives of our people at risk and caused actual injury to Filipinos.
菲律宾政府领土争端特别工作组将中共的行动描述为又一次企图非法阻碍或阻挠例行补给和轮换任务。他们进一步谴责中共最近的无端胁迫行为和危险演习，称其危及菲国人民的生命，并对菲律宾人造成实际伤害。
Meanwhile, the Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila responded by going one step further and summoning China's deputy ambassador to convey a protest against the actions of the Chinese Coast Guard, which it deemed unacceptable. The Philippines demands that Chinese vessels leave the vicinity of Ayunin Shoal immediately, a statement by the department said, using the Filipino name for the contested shoal.
与此同时，菲律宾外交部作出回应，并召见了中共驻马尼拉使团副团长表示抗议，认为中共海岸警卫队的行为不可接受。菲律宾外交部在一份声明中说，菲律宾要求中国船只立即离开阿永金浅滩附近海域。
The incident is part of a long-standing dispute over the Second Thomas Shoal, where the Philippines has stationed a Marine and Navy contingent aboard the BRP Sierra Madre, a marooned warship that's been sitting there since the late 1990s.
这起事件是长期以来关于仁爱礁主权争端的一部分。仁爱礁是一支菲律宾小分队的驻地。马尼拉于1999年将一艘锈迹斑斑的二战登陆舰马德雷山号搁浅在这里，以加强主权主张。
But China, which claims to be asserting its rightful ownership of the area, has encircled the atoll with its own ships, intensifying a standoff that has persisted for decades. The situation has not only heightened tensions between China and the Philippines, but has also drawn international concern from other countries in the region that share these waters.
中共声称对几乎整个南海拥有主权，包括位于菲律宾经济专属区的仁爱礁， 并已部署船只在这片争议不断的海域进行巡逻。这一局势不仅加剧了中国和菲律宾之间的紧张关系，也引起了该地区共享这些水域的其他国家的共同关注。
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning also hit back by accusing the Philippines of taking provocative actions and undermining China's territorial sovereignty and maritime interests in the area. China has taken necessary measures in accordance with the laws to safeguard its sovereignty and interests, said Mao, adding, there's no so-called Chinese harassment of the Philippine ships.
中共外交部发言人毛宁为中共行为辩护，指责菲律宾采取挑衅行动，损害了中共国在该地区的领土主权和海洋权益。毛宁说，中方已依法采取必要措施，维护国家主权和利益。他还说，不存在所谓中方骚扰菲方船只的问题。
Other countries, including the U.S., Australia, and Japan, have expressed apprehension and concern over Beijing's actions and repeated maritime offenses. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller articulated the broader implications during a daily briefing, stating, "The latest incidents demonstrated China's reckless disregard for the safety of Filipinos and also for international law, and criticized China for interfering with lawful Philippine maritime operations."
美国、澳大利亚和日本等其他国家也对中共的行动和屡次海上违法行为表示担忧和关注。美国国务院发言人马修·米勒在美日简报中阐明了更广泛的影响。他说，最近的事件表明中共国罔顾菲律宾人的安全和国际法，并批评中共干涉菲律宾合法的海上行动。
For decades, China has asserted control over almost all of the South China Sea, a key global maritime route. But the stance conflicts with the territorial claims of surrounding countries, including Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei, each of which claims parts of the island's reefs and underwater assets in the region.
几十年来，中共一直宣称控制着几乎整个南海，一条重要的全球海上通道。但这一立场与菲律宾、越南、马来西亚、台湾和文莱等周边国家的领土主张相冲突。每个国家都对该地区的部分岛礁和水下资产提出主权主张。
According to a report by the Associated Press on March 4, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who delivered a speech at the Lowy Institute International, a policy think tank in Australia, said standing up to China in the South China Sea was not a policy choice. Marcos said, "It is unfortunate that despite the clarity provided by international law, provocative, unilateral, and illegal actions continue to infringe upon our sovereignty, our sovereign rights, and jurisdictions." He added, "We simply have no choice. We must defend the territory of the Republic. That is a primordial duty of a leader."
据美联社3月4日报道，菲律宾总统小费迪南德·马克思在澳大利亚政策智囊团洛伊国际研究所发表演讲时表示，在南海问题上站出来与中共国对抗是迫不得已。马克思说，令人遗憾的是，尽管国际法已作出明确规定，但挑衅性、单边和非法行动仍在继续侵犯我们的主权权利和管辖权。他补充说，我们别无选择，我们必须捍卫菲律宾共和国的领土，这是领导人的首要职责。
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Alan Dodd, and the piece, the song is called Give Love. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rad Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的 音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是由 Alan Doughty 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Give Love。 could give love from Alan Doughty's recently released album titled Come For, which was released in February 2018. And next is a song from Shalini Kumar and it's called Book of Dreams, which was from the album titled Shalini, released in 2018. 接下来请刚才大家欣赏的这首乐曲这首歌曲呢是由 Alan Doughty 演唱的 Give Love。 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Shalini Kumar 演唱的歌曲 Book of Dream。
Past.
is a music piece performed by Kenny Stoll and Billy Jones, and it's called Just Above the Clouds, which is from the album just released this March, titled 3S, A Cloud. Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Kenny Stoll 和 Billy Jones 演奏的乐曲 Just Above the Clouds。
Woo! 只有你和我在这里，好安静，不再需要言语，一个眼神仿佛就能回忆，我们是这么样有默契，就算有天你变得不年轻，我还是会一样的爱你。 Somewhere in heaven， 只要和你单独两人在一起，you